Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, and this just in, I'm dumb. We had a little mic snafu just a moment ago.
Sometimes it's hard to tell. Is the sound coming through the headphones or not?
The call is coming from inside the house.
And we figured it out. You could hear us after all.
Okay. I was like, I don't think I can hear you loud and clear. Anyway, I'm here, as always, with your friends and mine. It's Keith Malley and it's Hemda. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us.
How the hell are ya?
How the hell are you? You were gone this weekend. Where'd you go?
Oh, yeah. I went to Massachusetts.
Okay.
Big family fun barbecue.
And she means that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's not just family fun, I'm going to go kill myself or try not to and come back. But you have a great time with your lovely family.
Yeah. So my mom and my stepdad live on a lake. So it's fun in the sun.
Perfect America day.
Yeah. Their best friends, Bev and Dave, live across the lake. Mm-hmm. Bev and Dave have a legendary 4th of July cookout. We went over on the boat.
What? Did you cross the lake on a boat?
Of course.
Who has a boat?
Everybody has a boat.
Wow.
No, my stepdad got a boat. It's like a jalopy. It's like really loud and bad. So we puttered over to Bev and Dave's.
Are there still, like, I picture tea bags floating in the rivers over there.
Oh, because of the Boston Tea Party?
Yeah. Did they clean all that up? That would be a mess. That'd be worse than an oil spill.
No, we just drink it.
Oh, okay.
And that's what makes us so strong.
In the summertime, brave. It's hot tea, and in the winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Iced tea.
Yeah.
And you'd want them opposite, but you right. know, you can't complain.
That's you how get you, what get you get natural tea. So,
So we had major cookout at Bev and Dave's. We have, you know, all the fix-ins, hot dogs, hamburgers, salads, potato salad, beans, everything, right. chicken, barbecue, whatever you want. And then that gets put away. And then dessert. Okay. I had a cake that was made of brownies.
Hmm. What? Wait, layered? Like, how do you?
Layered.
With brownies frosting and more brownies?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Evil genius.
And then dessert's done. We go out. Sun's going down. Huge fireworks display on the lake because these people drive to New Hampshire and buy like thousands of dollars worth of fireworks right. just for home use.
Wow.
So you're like looking over here, this guy's, and then this guy. It's a call and response because it's like lake one-upsmanship
right.
of fireworks.
I got the spirit. How about you?
It's like professional grade. It's crazy. Then that's over. We go back in the house. Italian food.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm honestly willing to spend $100 to spend this day with your family next year.
It's so fun.
Am I right?
Eggplant rollatini, baked ziti. Paul Conzo made this weird thing where you like put rigatonis like standing up.
Mm-hmm. Shut your fucking face.
In like a pie mold. And then you pour like cheese in that and then bake that. So it's like a pie of standing up rigatonis.
Kemda's going to be enjoying herself there, but there's a lot of cursing. It could confuse everybody. But that's how she's happy.
No, for like $90, I won't curse.
No, everybody there swears.
Ha, fuck you.
Yeah. It was a great time. We swam in the water. The only bad thing was that Sandy Buffoni made me look at every single picture from her daughter's wedding. And I tried to, I was handing the phone back to her being like, amazing. And she was like, no, you can keep looking.
No, I wasn't invited. No, this feels wrong. Yeah. It feels like I'm standing outside of a concert listening in.
Yeah.
I once sat, I don't know if it was like, it was after like a play or something that we saw and there was like 10 of us, we went to a diner nearby and this is a problem with diners or with any kind of sit down thing as a celebratory, yeah, you did it thing. Is whoever you sit next to is who you're chatting with, right? So I sat next to someone who insisted on showing me every single picture she had in her phone book. And it was like, this is your kid over and over again. You only have one.
Yeah.
And when people snap pictures, a lot of times they snap 10 of the same one. And we're going over each and every one. And I think I was there for at least a half hour. It might have been an hour, but I don't want to, you know, forget and whatever. And then I got myself an out and I want to apologize to Maricela because she was new in New York. And I was like, did you meet Maricela? Bye. And then later on, Maricela's like, oh, I ended up talking to her for like the rest of the time. But, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I totally did that to you.
Well, I tried to get my stepdad in that situation. I was like, oh, Jack, did you see the pictures?
You love weddings.
From Armanda's wedding. And I called it later being marooned on Armanda Island. But regardless, my stepdad goes, oh, am I in any of them? No? Then why would I want to look at them?
I love him.
And just walked away.
That's the kind of answer Keith would go. He goes, yes, I saw them. I love them. And that's it. And just walk away. Like, that's the key, is just like say whatever crazy shit. Don't give anyone enough time and just walk away.
Make them
saw them. I'm in love with them.
Make them wonder if I even heard the conversation correctly. Yes. It's like, he just doesn't get it. But I guess that's the end.
I have seen Keith do this, like, and my jaw just drops and I'm like, I'm still sitting here.
Super smart.
Yeah.
It's really savvy.
I saw them. I just married them.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I'm going to the wedding now. And I leave. And they're like, yes. What? Did he hear us right?
It was in May.
It's so good.
He's confused. He's lost. And then.
And he does that for a lot of things. He'll, like, he'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear. And just walk away. I must have missed something. Bye.
And then a day off from partying, and then my mom had a cookout.
What?
On Saturday with my family, more Italian food. Shelly baked a cake.
Are you guys talking about this Rob Gronkowski and how he looks like he was obviously on 500,000 pounds of steroids because now that he's retired, he's a twin?
No, we didn't bring that up.
Okay, just curious.
We did have a contest where we blindfolded people and made them taste every beer to see if they could tell them apart.
Could they?
No. That's what was so funny.
I used to drink so much seltzer that I can tell the difference between brands.
Oh, yeah.
And there are two that are, it was Schweppes and Canada Dry that had the same amount of bubbles, or like the most bubbles. So I'd always try to get that.
Bubbles.
But the most bubbles out of Canada Dry and Schweppes was Schweppes.
Yep.
And I just met Hennessy at the time. I don't even think we were dating or anything. And he was like, let's do a taste test. And I'm like, I'm happy to, because I don't even know if it's real or not. And I got it absolutely right. There was just this much bubbles and Schweppes.
And the number of bubbles.
Yep.
So
yep.
232.
Yeah. I'm close by like 10.
Yeah. My cousin Joe was really good at the beer game.
Like, is that who gets to go to AA next? Like, what? Right. Right.
Congratulations. Look into yourself.
Yeah. 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 I don't know if you want to be the one.
He's got a sophisticated palate.
Yeah. Yeah. He sure fucking does.
The other cousin was like, that's definitely Bud Light, you know, right. That type of thing. Oh, great time. Great cookout. Oh, good gosh. So, yeah.
Hey, what am I hearing at work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much happening for Bianca.
You started a snack initiative, to boost morale in your office. What did you do?
It's called the Snack Pack Initiative.
Okay.
And did you submit this? Is that how work happens?
I didn't submit it. I just went ahead and started it.
Okay.
So last week I went around like trying to whip votes. I was like, hey, Leah, what would you think if I did this? She's like, that sounds great. Hey, Zoe, how about you? Yeah, I'm in. So I got a consensus that people would be into it.
Okay.
So what I did was I went to Whole Foods. I bought 2 cases of seltzer, lime and grapefruit flavor, cans.
Okay.
I got some Easy Peel Mandarin Orange.
The one that's hip now, LaCroix?
No, I got Whole Foods 365 brand. It's $2 cheaper.
Okay. Mm.
Listen, this is an initiative I'm starting.
Right.
You know, I'm not a millionaire.
Right.
I can't afford the name brands yet.
You're taking risks.
Yeah. I'm a venture capitalist.
Everybody says they're into wherever this is going, then maybe they won't be.
Exactly. Right. Easy Peel Mandarin Oranges.
Mm. Okay.
And then this tasty looking popcorn snack that I just couldn't say no to.
Okay.
And I sent an email, all staff email, hi, I'm doing this initiative, $2 a week, you can cash or Venmo, there's snacks in my desk, help yourself, let's see how it goes.
$2 for the week.
Yeah.
And you can go in anytime you want. That pays for itself immediately.
Yeah, and the money that we collect will be used for the following week's snacks. So if you pay your $2 and you take too much, there's not going to be, other people don't pay. There's not going to be enough money to finance a good snack for the next week, you know? So I don't know. I mean, it's new.
How about a nice snack where you take pasta, but instead of eating it horizontally, it's vertical? That blew him his mind.
Oh my God. If I made that, Well, then now we've got everybody being like, what about keto? What about gluten-free? Mm-hmm. I'm like, can you have an orange? I don't know.
Right. I don't know. Can you? Right.
Actually, I'm asking.
What about I can't have seltzer?
Peace and love with no judgment. Can you have an orange?
Right.
Anyway, we'll see. I'm going to keep you posted. It's like the biggest thing in my life right now. So
that's very exciting.
Yeah. It's really, really cool.
Do you... So this very first time... This is a nice thing because that's your money.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm doing the seed money.
Right.
I'm the venture capitalist. I'm investing in the idea.
Wow. Right.
I invested $19 in the idea.
What you think there could be.
But if I don't recoup that money and the initiative doesn't work, I just drink all the seltzer.
Yeah, crying in the corner.
Who cares?
Like, you can go home. Bianca's like, no, I got five more cases.
I was just trying to make everybody be friends more.
How many people in your office?
There's like probably 20, 25 people.
Okay. It's decent. So only 10 have to participate to make it.
Yeah.
To break even, which is good in your first year.
And so far today, we have already 5.
Wow. Will you?
Nope, 6.
Oh. I don't know. You don't know what's going on right now. Will you be able to... You see somebody drinking a seltzer, but you know they didn't put in. Are you going to be able to tell them?
Honor system. Okay. It's going to be all honor system.
Right.
You know, I'm going to let it eat at them.
But the right, okay. Because the honor system usually means I don't know, I just trust you. But you're obviously going to know.
I'm going to look at them with my eyes.
Right.
You know? That's usually how right. I do it.
I do want to know if this ruins a friendship. But I'm excited about it.
That's what you're looking forward to?
Not forward to.
No, I mean, if people want to scam the snack pack initiative, right.
They can burn it out.
Let them, you know? It just means that there's not going to be snack money for the next week, right. You know?
And you ruined everything.
And you ruined everything.
Yeah.
And nobody can have fun.
And we work for nothing.
Yeah. And you know,
friendship is bullshit.
You broke Bianca's heart. No big deal.
I feel like this is like a precursor to like the union of my fantasy, you know, where we like create a labor organization movement and kind of overthrow the bosses and get like lots more money for ourselves.
Yeah. I wonder how long the bosses, it's going to take before a boss has to step in and make sure you don't have too much power.
Well, they were on the all staff email. Neither one of them said a thing.
They know.
Positive or negative. Yeah, so I think they're just back in their corner waiting it out, seeing what happens.
Hoping it doesn't get out of control.
Now, I know what you're about to ask.
Is there going to be more snacks than there is workspace?
Did I start a Slack channel called Snack Slack? And the answer is yes, I did.
Right.
And we're going to post the menus and take suggestions.
And how fun that it fits, because Slack is the name of the program.
Yeah, exactly.
So it definitely fits the title you already had.
Yeah, exactly.
It's clever. I like it.
All right.
Good for you.
Well, you know, feel free to adopt it for your workplace.
Is this what you're trying to say?
I would love to charge Andrea $2 a week.
Yeah. Meanwhile, every time I come here, there's like a piece of pizza for me. So thank you.
You want to, this is the funniest thing, but Andrea, sometimes she's like, no, no, I'm good on pizza. I'm like, yeah, 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 whatever. I always buy an extra one for her anyway, or usually, whatever. Anyway, I did today. And I go look at the pizza to see if I want another one, and there's one that obviously she was trying not to eat, but it was like near done. But I do this, that's how I recognize it. It's obviously sliced, you uh-huh. know, like not even the long way, so you can have it in half where both parties have the crust. It's just from the point up, and I could see her going like, I'll just take a little piece of the point. I'm cutting it and being like a nice person, just taking a little edge. Then it's like, well, I already took an edge, I'm gonna take a little more, until she got where it's only like one bite until you get to the crust across the board, and it's a straight cut. And then you can see, she obviously was only in the kitchen for a minute. There's two bites in the corner. And I'm like, Andrea, eat the goddamn pizza.
I didn't eat self-control. No,
I didn't want any pizza.
Yeah, if you eat it in enough pieces, you really break it up.
And then she tells, so she used to intern for us in like the first studio, and I used to cook a lot more. It was our place where we actually lived, and I made a lot of pesto pasta, and she's like, when you guys weren't looking, and it was down, the studio was upstairs and the kitchen was downstairs, she would open the fridge, not take the food out of the fridge, open the fridge, like open the Tupperware or the pot that the pesto was still in it and just shovel food from the fridge into her face just enough so that we won't see her doing it or notice that somebody took pesto. And I'm like, Andrea, you know, I would love it if you just ate my food. She's like, nope. I had to sneak your food. I snuck so much of your food.
Now listen to this.
Is she okay?
I don't know. But we're going to trust all these people in your office? I don't know. I'm into it. I'm on board. And you have to be positive, don't you? Or what else do we got?
But I don't know. It could crash and burn, Keith. You could be right. I'm not ruling that out.
I'm just saying we know one person and they blew it.
The last line of my all staff email was like, if it works, great. If not, who cares? Right.
You so, can't hurt me.
Yeah. You know a lot about that, Keith.
Yeah.
Ooh, we are moving briskly, aren't we, just now?
Yeah, we got to get into it. We got to talk about episode 3103.
Saying numbers at us.
The Reagan administration.
Ronald Reagan.
And I thought he was bad before.
I knew he was controversial. Reaganomics, Ethica, but look,
Union busting.
He ruined my whole family. He took a millionaire and in an instant, his son had to go to school with bread bags in his boots and an old suitcase for a backpack and frozen milk for lunch.
Also, I never trusted an actor again after that. Never. Right?
My favorite part of that email was the follow-up email. Actually, it was $450 a show.
Like, that I made. He's like, he gives all this information. He'd be a millionaire. And he goes, oh, I was wrong about the numbers. I go, okay, let's see where this is going. I actually made more than I said. And I need that to be known. Can you imagine? So I hear the song Cats in the Cradle in high school.
Does that give you nightmares now?
I hear the song. A great song it was. I hear the song Cats in the Cradle. My home ec teacher, for whatever thing she was going through, ends up playing it. And I'm like, this is a great song. But I never thought 27 years from now, it's going to be the keystone to my dad trying to fuck my ex.
So disgusting. Ew.
Yeah. Life.
That was just like, fantasy literature. Yeah. That was like the J.R.R. Tolkien email.
So Ronald
Lord of the Rings of the emails.
Ronald Reagan says, we're not going to spend any more federal money on people's shows and making them millionaires.
This is after he called the U.S.
Then he called the U.S. Treasury.
And went to a meeting.
Then he went to the meeting with the U.S. Treasury Department head.
Head, not a name.
Yes. And the guy loved him. Loved him. He passed but they right away had a test for him, passed flying colors. They did a background check. When you're a priest, I guess that's going to be flying colors, right? Maybe not nowadays, but back then. So everything was flying colors. And then Ronald Reagan goes, we're not hiring federal workers of any kind.
Okay.
It seems impossible, but okay. Now, boom, out of a job again.
What did we name the show? We were going to name the show.
The Reagan Administration.
We were going to name it Lying Colors.
Huh. No, that was a different, was that a different one?
No, this was the Flying Colors one,
right? We have a show called Lying Colors.
Fuck.
There's so many emails, Henda.
There really are.
That's next week.
God damn.
Yeah.
What I want to do is start remembering or writing down the alternate titles because they're so funny. And sometimes they're so hard because it's like, oh, this is so cool. But
you're right to think that because we in next week's show, he uses that phrase a lot. And the Reagan administration show was the first time, I think, in these emails he used it. But everything was always flying colors. Everything he did was flying colors. In the show that him is talking about, he says how he passed the seminary with flying colors.
Yeah.
He was beloved flying colors.
Maybe he's trying to come out as gay. Those are a lot of colors.
Interesting.
For lying colors, here's the ones that I wrote down. And I think we all had like one or two of these also. Eternal Whores. The Riddler. That was a hard one not to choose. Flying Colors or Lying Colors. Somebody else had Lying Colors. And Just Ask. Those are good titles.
Preview.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, I think there were 6 pages of forums about this episode.
Yes. It was a lot, yeah.
And
because you can't, like, for every sentence that your dad writes, 5 therapists have to analyze it. Right. It's bananas.
And then B. Jason's song was like, I mean, we didn't even get to that. And that was like, I was like, it was so amazing with all the choral, like chanting and the keyboard.
He's so detail oriented and it's so good. It's like every word is there for a reason and all of them are beautiful. You want to hear it like 10 times because you know you missed something because it's jam packed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then a theory emerged. Now, wherever there's a theory, there's a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. So there's a big time movement on the forums that your dad was A, never a priest, and B, was the Zodiac killer.
Right.
The whole time. But here's the weird thing that happened. All of a sudden, Keith goes to me like, maybe he was never a priest. And I was like, I was just thinking that. And then, like, right then, you looked at the forums and was like, holy shit, somebody else just said that too. Like, he looked at it right after somebody posted it and caught it.
It's such weird, unnecessary lies about everything. Why would I assume that wasn't a lie?
Yeah.
You know, and in the following week, I believe it's that show, Line Colors, that you hear, he says, you know, ask me anything and I'll give you a straightforward answer. I go, okay. Were you a priest?
No, he didn't write LOL. He didn't write he wrote LOL, yeah. LOL, LOL.
I always wondered if you weren't sure because blah, blah, blah.
Why were you wondering
I'm
that?
I'm like, why don't you just write yes with your stupid ask me and I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting you didn't say yes.
And he loves things just so. So wouldn't he have the priest certificate somewhere? There's got to be one, right?
Yeah, why didn't he send that? He loves his pictures and proof.
He loves proof.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, in section blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. Sure. Why doesn't he quote the Bible? My minister-in-law, and a lot of, like, Christians.
My minister-in-law.
Yeah, you guys know.
Well, like, he spoke on the podium. He was, like, a leader in church and Christianity and all that shit. And he knows, like, 316 and Corinthian and whatever these people say.
I feel like that's not as Catholic-y.
Oh, it's not?
He'll do a Bible quote, but it's always wrong.
It's probably inaccurate, yeah.
It's always, his quotes are inaccurate. When he types literally the quote symbol, it's like, and now here comes nothing that's a quote.
You got to Google that.
The seventh day, God said, take it easy.
Quote, take it easy.
Uh-huh. Relax for once in your life. Wow.
So weird.
So what do you think about the Zodiac killer thing?
I don't.
And then it got even more involved where that's why you had to dig holes is because
body parts
to bury the body.
You know what? At least it makes sense.
That is the weirdest one. It's like, of all the things that would make you look shady in a community, you're having your kids just making plots for people to die. Like, just what do you do, Mr. Malley, to get your kids in check? Oh yeah, we're just, you know, making holes in the. What size? Like, just for small people. It's like maybe a nice bed for maybe a 5-10-year-old.
And then the story about the job at Wendy's where a dozen people.
He was for one day.
One.
He was a manager.
Dozen people.
But they had to let him go because he made the sandwiches
too good.
Too slow, but too good. And one at a time, people came up to him, ironically, on that same day he was let go.
Because you know how people have time to chat during fast food.
Right.
That's why you came to Wendy's.
There's a lot of dine-in at this location of Wendy's.
I was very surprised too, Bianca. I'll tell you that much. So they would come to me and say, excuse me, who makes the sandwiches? It's you? Yes. May I inquire why you ask? Was it not up to your standards?
And pray tell, for what reason... His wonders to behold. Do you ask in the Lord's name?
I certainly, even before you begin, I don't have the money to do it, but I will pay for fast food for life for you if I've ruined your sandwich. And they said unto me, no.
Unto me.
Oh, no. This sandwich.
This
not only looks like the picture. Sandwich. It's the most extraordinary sandwich I have ever eaten.
Sandwich.
And they came to me one at a time.
Ugh.
But the manager, he said, I wasn't fast enough.
And I turned the water into wine.
This reminds me
He kept getting kids drunk. You know what I mean? Okay. Somebody would ask for tap water. If he touches it, he's given wine. And it's like, we got to let you go.
The mystery of faith.
This reminds me of when we were first starting to podcast, we would hear like one or two podcasts and they're like, when we said this, we got thousands of email. And we're like, no, you didn't.
Right.
No, you didn't. Cause we have like millions of downloads and we don't get thousands of emails. Like not thousands of people are not interested in writing an email specifically.
Right.
Yeah. It just doesn't. Are you Oprah?
Right.
Like, I don't even think she must. Right.
I don't know. I don't know. 1,000 emails on a topic. I really wouldn't think so. But yes, they love the sandwich. And you would think, oh, I don't have a job now at Wendy's. And I said, work at McDonald's and have them write a sign. The sandwich daddy is here. You've been obviously telling your friends. It's spread like wildfire throughout the community. This guy will make it like the picture. Okay, it's semi-fast food. Or it's going to be the best sandwich you've ever had.
Here's an idea. Take all that money that you made on the road and open up, similar to the Snack Pack Initiative, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Right.
The Sandwich Daddy.
Open up a restaurant of your own across the street from that Wendy's called the Sandwich Daddy and be the beginning of the slow food movement in this country.
But can you imagine?
Before Instagram even, people lining up with their film cameras to just take a mere photo.
Right.
So that they may preserve the glory of the experience.
And the pictures will come out nice and not blurry because he makes the sandwich so slow and dramatically.
Yeah.
But can you imagine your mother at home that night, like, oh, good, your first day of work. And he's like, yeah, it was too good. Oh, good, you're having a great time at work. Yeah, but like, how can I explain this to you? I was too good. And she's like, oh, no, don't tell me you're telling me you're too good to have a job now again.
Dave Thomas himself came down and kissed me on the cheek and said,
I'm going to die soon,
Michael,
but
I wish I could keep you here. Alas.
However, he did introduce him.
Craftsmanship is a dying art. You and I know this to be true.
But he did introduce him to his daughter, Wendy. And no one else had ever been introduced to Wendy.
She's
a secret.
I immediately dug a hole and threw her in. Oh, gosh. Oh. Goodness gracious. Should we move on?
I guess so.
How?
Was there a poll? Is your dad better than Keith or no?
Would you rather have your dad or Keith's dad?
What a sad poll. Like, obviously, we know most of you don't want to be with your dads, but right. Is Keith's dad better?
We've gotten your thousands of letters, and I'll tell you.
Right.
You do not like some of your dads.
Yeah. You know what? You made me appreciate my dad. I'm like, I guess my dad wasn't as bad as yours. Oh, God.
95% of the audience would rather keep their own dad.
Oh, that's have mine. Bad. Dads are horrible.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people like their dads, I've heard.
I don't like my dad. I prefer him to his. I don't even talk to him.
Yeah, but if you figure like maybe 40% of the people would say, yeah, I like my dad, you know?
95% okay. Opted out of Keith's dad. There's like only 5% redeeming quality.
I'm just not shocked by this.
Whenever there's
what about this would make you pick Keith's dad
I
in
think
this
whenever
poll?
There's a poll, like this is almost a silly poll. And when there's silly polls.
Goofy, if I may.
Yeah, when there's goofy polls, it usually comes out 50-50 for whatever reason. Mm. It's just interesting, 95%.
That's devastating.
Yeah.
It's like the critic score versus the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, maybe a critic would choose your dad.
Right.
But the audience.
They know what they like.
Their own dad.
They know what makes them vomit.
The devil you know.
Right.
You
know? Who would you pick?
I would pick my dad. I like my dad.
Oh, man. Your dad fucked up a lot.
I know. I know, but he and I, Keith. I like him.
Oh, man, Keith. Oh, boy. I'm so sorry that this had
and
even
also,
more perspective.
I think that the thing about my dad is that he is able to admit fault.
Every once in a while.
And even just those kernels of truth, they go a long way. But like a lifetime of your dad being like, I am absolutely making sense 100% of the time about everything. And you know that it's not true.
100% of the time.
Maddening.
Right. Yeah.
Just maddening.
My dad is funny. Your dad has never cracked the joke.
Yeah, my dad's funny too.
Yeah. Sorry, Keith.
My dad does stand up.
He said words that were supposed to be jokes.
Right. I heard him in those emails.
I hear he does a great impression of a man smoking a cigarette.
Son, I came across a funny the other day. Why would a pterodactyl, the bird that flies,
a dinosaur,
be around humans? Had humans lived together with the pterodactyl at that moment in time?
Indoor plumbing. Bear with me.
Would you not be able to hear a pterodactyl urinate, assuming a pterodactyl stands to urinate as the humans do that are around at that time.
Not to invoke genitals.
The pee is silent.
All right, we got to move on to...
Please, Keith.
The
death.
Old...
Let's move on to death.
Am I the Asshole?
Yes.
With Danny Vega.
Yes. What a dream.
Well, it starts shocking, doesn't it? Danny says, I am no longer elite status on Yelp.
I like to think that I had a little something with that.
You never heard anything sicker.
He almost killed himself telling us.
No, don't say that. I think that... When he first told about his elite status on the wrap-up show, mm-hmm. it was kind of the first time that I really let loose with, like, my anger.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was so funny.
And my opinion.
Yes.
Unfiltered, unplugged, behind the paywall.
It was almost like you came out of a cocoon.
Yeah, it was my rebirth.
Yes.
I was like, finally something that I can really take a stand on.
Right.
In this world.
I hate these Yelpers with check marks.
And I think he probably, even if he didn't hear it, he felt it.
Like the secret.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it turns, he spends a little less time writing reviews. And if you're not on it, they kick you off.
Yep.
And now he can't even get a heart on at night.
Yeah, I liked that. And everybody on the forums says, I wrote, Yelp elite loss. People are pro this new Danny. Mm.
Yeah. One guy, though, on the forum said he didn't like his attitude. And I was like, I think you're misunderstanding when he's joking around.
Maybe.
You know, like, because he...
He's very dry.
Yeah. Yeah. And he says, like, obnoxious things as if they're true. But right. I don't know. We're laughing. I'm like, oh, you're the worst human? Like, right. What?
But I like the idea of his podcast. The yes. Am I the Asshole podcast where... you know, people go online and you assume they're telling the truth so that you can, you know, read something fun. And they're like, I threw out all my boyfriend's yogurt collection. It's the only thing he had in life. Am I the asshole?
And
does he have a new guest every time?
Don't put me on the spot. So anyway, I love it. And things happen.
He actually tweeted or social media across the board, I think, that he got a decent bump in downloads and attributed it to the Keith and the Girl show. So thank you, everybody. Please don't forget to follow the guests. Every follow just makes them pee a little in their pants.
The old KTG bump. I've experienced it myself. It feels good.
Isn't it fun? And then that's how, like, so if you like a guest and you follow them on their social media or download their podcast, they see that that's a result of Keith and the Girl, and it's easier to book people. That's right. How we get Bianca. Mm-hmm.
Speaking
of, what's your podcast?
Oh, it's mm-hmm. called Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
And I know what you're thinking. You're hearing this and you're like, a puzzle podcast. I'd rather take a chainsaw to my dick.
Nobody said that.
Not out loud. It'd be rude. But I'm telling you, you're mistaken. I enjoy it a lot. And I would be one of these people that say, do you have a chainsaw?
I would gladly hand you a chainsaw and let you do this.
Well, it worked out because I enjoy it very much.
Yay.
Now, don't ask me if you have guests or not.
Love the old Keith compliment. That's really mean. So exciting.
Am I the assholes? It's like, hi, my name's Bob. I'm an asshole. Am I the asshole? Send.
But it's super fun to go back and forth on those things.
Right. Well, it shows you how different people are.
Well, the yogurt one was very outlandish and honestly very sad.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's funny that there's always like a piece of information they don't tell you up top where you're already judging. It's like, he kept collecting yogurts. I didn't like it, so I threw them out. The end. P.S. I caught him cheating on me. Fuck. Like, okay. You could have started with that.
Well, the hardest one, I think, was the lace thong on the dude that took the woman by surprise. She got completely turned off, which, hey, sometimes people take their clothes off. You're not as turned on. That sucks.
Yeah, I think people think that they're an asshole if they don't like something automatically. Right. And one time when I was a freshman in college, my friend Nora said something revolutionary to me, which was this, the following, colon.
Quote.
You don't have to like someone just because they're nice.
Okay, I like that.
I was like, you don't?
How will I have any friends?
That explains everything. She's like, sometimes people are nice, but they're not worth talking to.
Right.
Same with this. It's like, no, I just, this woman just doesn't like it. She's not an asshole.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think she was an asshole.
I mean, I do think there's something to like examining it and internalized homophobia or internalized mm-hmm. misogyny or, you know, but then also that gentleman has to sort of, if she's willing to examine why she's, you know, sort of not into it, then he should be willing to examine why he is into it and share that with her.
That's
like
true.
If they're doing it together, if they're on a path of discovery together.
I would look at their name, click on it and see if they have like, you know, 12 posts a month and be like, okay, you are the asshole. Like how many times are you asking, are you the asshole? It's 2 hours later. Hey guys, am I the asshole?
Yeah.
But you know what sucks is, and a friend of mine had this experience, like she was messing around with someone and then they could, you know, like you just kind of get into it with someone and whatever. And then all of a sudden she can sense that he got turned off. And she's like, I think that he like woke up from this sex haze and realized that he's not attracted to me. And I was like,
but that's just what she thought. She didn't know evidence to the contrary.
On the other side of it. And she was right.
Okay, well, yeah. Turns out Hemda has the whole story.
Yeah, well, because this was
this
my friend
of mine and this other friend of mine.
Well, he was a friend of the guy that I was seeing. So I got the story from his side and the story from her side. And it was like they were never attracted to each other. You wouldn't have put them together, but they had this like moment of like the energy shifted and they happened to be alone and they were fooling around and it was as if he was like, wait, I'm not attracted to that. Like he remembered he wasn't attracted to her. And she was like, it was going so great. They got into this energy and he woke himself up from that. So I found that very interesting. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of goofy polls.
That's scary though, to have happened to you.
It's not, I wouldn't know, so.
The poll was, are you the asshole? 50-50. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. How would you answer that poll, Keith?
I put no, I'm not the asshole.
Hemda?
No. I don't think I'm the asshole.
I am.
See? It all evens out.
Yeah. Shall we?
Yes.
Feelings, words.
Oh, boy. I'm out of here. I cannot do this again.
This was Hemda and Andrea trying to get me to cry.
I really wasn't.
And admit
Tell
I'm angry.
Tell me your secret pain now.
Yeah, to me, my dad was a joke my entire life, and there's nothing good that I missed because I didn't know of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sad or angry at these emails.
Another forums filled with pages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you go through those at all,
Chris? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And any thoughts?
People are smart, some people are idiots.
I did like, you know,
True.
I did like hearing both sides of it because it's not that I need Keith to feel something. It's that I want to know what his process was to get to this place.
Right.
And maybe he can't break down his process as much as like I do because I look into processes and blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's just my language. So I'm trying to see like what was your process, but I don't know. Maybe people have different thoughts. I imagine that everybody would be upset at some point and then just have to go through a grieving stage. But if not, not. Right. Okay.
There you go.
It sort of reminded me, it's not a perfect comparison, but it reminded me when what's his name? DiStefano, Mike. Chris DiStefano was on the show and he told the story about getting raped in the mouth by a friend.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, you know, it happens. And like, we're still friends, da da da.
Yeah. Well, the reason I think that's a little different is because I could tell that he obviously didn't really want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. He was doing the awkward laughter. He was deflecting. He did try to move on. I was fine there being like, all right, we can talk it out. I'll try to find another word. Nope, it's not there. He was not thinking about it. I was trying to answer Andrea and Hemda.
You really were. Yeah. Honor system, you really were.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
What do you think about it?
Well,
we all have issues with our fathers.
Personally, I thought, and this is hashtag real talk from Bianca, mm-hmm. I think that Hemda and Andrea in that conversation took their eyes off of their own recovery for a moment. Because if Keith doesn't, if Keith is feeling one way and you're saying, but, at a certain point, you just accept what somebody says about their own experience and you live your life. And I know that this is a podcast and I know that you have to talk in order to make it one and have a conversation. And I understand that you and Keith are friends and you have been for a long time, Andrea as well. And so it seems like wild that somebody could have such a drastically different experience that reads a lot like compartmentalizing or not being honest about feelings. But at a certain point, you just gotta say, okay, whatever. Like with me and my dad stuff, I've gone to a lot of therapy and I feel like I have a similar outlook as Keith in a sense where like if I list out to somebody like all of the details of what has happened and what is happening currently, people are like shocked and they look at me like,
are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? And it's kind of annoying because it's like, yeah, I know, like I know, but we're all, I've been dealing with it since the day I was born, you know, like this is just the way it is and I've learned how to deal with it. So I don't know though, it seems like Keith, having known you for a couple years, I feel like there is this sense that maybe there's more than meets the eye. There's something under the surface that's unexamined. But if you insist that there isn't, then I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I think it got this, Andrea saying even, you know, well, you think it didn't affect you at all. Well, of course, things affected me. You know, I gave the example of his sighing at things. I see somebody sighing a fake sigh on the street. You know, I'm like, well, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Of course, things hang over. I'm sure.
You both like apologies. Sorry for what you're sorry to be sorry for.
I'm sure there's, you know, there's why did I even get into podcasting? Does it have something to do with being picked on in school? Who knows? But yes, things do carry over. But when it comes to my dad in anger or my dad in sadness, no, it's not there.
Right. Now, do you have a specific reason or set of reasons perhaps why you haven't pursued any kind of like a traditional therapy model, whether it be one-on-one psychology or a group therapy, a 12-step thing related to quitting drinking or anything else? Like, do you have a specific set of reasons why that doesn't interest you?
No, I'm just lazy.
Just lazy. Okay. Got it.
I was surprised that I won the poll. really, because if you say, you know, hey, is this person hiding something?
Right.
You know, when it comes to their feelings, is there anything hung over in their head that they didn't deal with yet? Well, you would have to assume, I don't even have to know the person. Why wouldn't the answer be yes? So that when it came to Father Malley trauma, who do you agree with more, Keith or Hendon Andrea? 65% Keith. I was like, oh, that surprised me. There's so many geniuses. Mm-hmm. You think the world's going to hell.
I think it just seems like to, even to me, somebody who has gone through a lot of this stuff and talked it out and like talked about my feelings ad nauseum, it just seems surprising that somebody could have such a different experience than I did.
Right.
But again, if you say it's true, I gotta believe you.
Yeah, I know I said this, but I think the difference is you had good moments with your dad. Yeah. And they had good moments with their dad. It's in the scheme of things, it's not till recently kind of that Hemda made peace with not talking to her dad. There were times on this show where you've heard Hemda crying, thinking about, oh, I think this relationship is strained and I'm hurting myself keeping in it. That never happened to me. I never got the pleasure.
Right.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like heartbreak also to me, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's
like, hey, I never got love from my dad, so I'm okay. You know, that sounds like a hard statement to wrap my mind around, because I don't know, it seems contradictory. But after that episode, I was like, done with Keith's feelings.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, you can't. And even with people, like, you know, you can date someone and be like, this dude needs therapy. is always you need therapy. Like I, every time
the person saying it needs it.
Yeah, like if I say to Xerxes like you need therapy really bad, I think it's me. You know, like hey, you need Al-Anon. Hey, you need AA. That means you need it. Like because you can't tell people that they need to find enough sensitivity to react to you.
Right.
You just need to like if something's off, you can't say go get help so you can relate to me or you can you know be a better person. It's like no, you have to do the thing that you want them to do, and that's it.
I think the one strange thing, though, for sure, is that it did take you a while to think of a feelings word. Yeah.
In fact, it wasn't until I was listening back to a show before.
Because I can think of a feelings word for just about anything.
Well, yeah, I think what made it hard for me also is that, to me, I'm like, honestly, every thought you already know. So if I have to find the word, you know, it's like, name your five best friends. Go, you have 5 seconds. You know, it's just, I'm like, I don't know. I told you everything. And then I remember, okay, I said my dad's emails were frustrating. So yes, I'm frustrated or I'm annoyed rather. You know, I have contempt. So it took me a minute to figure out a word that would satiate somebody. But that's because to me, I already said that.
Right.
Poor Xerxes, I went home and said, can you name 10 feelings? And then poor me, we got into a discussion about the feeling, the difference between feelings and emotions. And I'm like, oh shit, there are. Yeah. So emotions, there are like 10 or 20 of them. And feelings is like endless.
My dictionary.
Right, I know. Okay. Yeah. I was like, oh boy. And then he tried to explain. He's like, feelings is what you get before emotions. Like the feelings. And I'm like, maybe I need to stop worrying about anyone's feelings or emotions.
Keith, what are you feeling right now?
Hungry. I'm hearing about this snack bar.
That's not a
feeling. Huh? That's not a feeling.
That's a feeling.
How do you feel?
It's a physical sensation.
I feel good.
I don't think that's a feeling.
Happy.
Okay, yes.
I feel happy.
We did it. We made Keith
a person happy.
I see you more as content, but okay.
Right.
Smug, self-satisfied.
When you know, you know. Isn't that funny? I'm just laughing, but everybody's striving to be that. Interesting.
Yeah, it's still funny.
Fully convinced that I'm right about everything.
Yeah, you see a pattern, there's a pattern, right?
Science tells us. It's all in the numbers.
I know Einstein had to play dumb too to get along at parties, but...
Is that what we're doing now? We're comparing ourselves to Einstein?
Okay. Except I can tie a shoe. Do you know what I mean?
He only did Velcro?
Yeah, he couldn't tie a shoe. Supposedly. I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
He couldn't tie his shoe.
Yeah. People love saying how Einstein, like, he failed his math classes. I'm like, where? Right. What biopic are you watching? Like, what is this? Did you watch Rick and Morty too many times?
Yeah, I know a guy who works at the U.S. patent office.
Oh, my dad knows the head of him.
And hates it. But I always think, dude, that's where Einstein worked. Like, it could be you, but no, he's not interested.
Well, I think all the letters are used by now, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's all recycling letters.
E.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, oh, E equals, I think we figured out what E equals. I think we're done with that one.
Keith can always belittle what you do, no matter what. It's like, it's a pure talent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Keith.
Oh, squared. What an original idea, you know?
Yeah, go find a giant chalkboard somewhere to scribble on.
Sorry, born nerd. A little too late. Hey, let me mention this, if I may. We're having a chat party coming up.
This Monday,
and it's going to be the game show Newlywed Game between Kyle and myself and Hendon Xerxes. We're going to see who knows each other better and hopefully start a fight or two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Internally, externally, whatever. Everyone's just going to fight, but there will be pizza.
Now, explain.
Stromboli?
Right. Who knows? What's your favorite food? I'll win. You know?
Oh, yeah, because you texted him.
All right. Deli meats.
Deli meats.
No, I just mean he'll lie about what his food is. You had a look on your face like this is the worst idea ever because it can't be healthy relationship wise.
No, my God.
I thought I saw a look.
Whoa, Keith. Talk about projecting. No, I'm just curious to see what happens.
Right.
It's a tough one because you and Kyle hadn't had years of like just even being around each other, but you have had a year of an intense, you know, regular relationship, intimate. And I've only been dating him for 2 months, but I've also spent all this time around him. Mind you, 8 out of the 10 years, he was blocking me from every actual feeling. Right. You know, we only started talking about real feelings 2 years ago when he let me push him into it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe my face was just jealousy and sadness because I'm alone if with my snacks.
Do you want to, do you think between now and Monday you can fall in love?
No.
Okay. All right.
Definitely not.
All right.
Although, you never know.
By the way, I don't know how you feel about office romances, but now that you're the cock of the walk over there, this can't hurt.
There's only one man who works at the company.
How many do you need?
It's not going to be him.
Look at you, you little slut. Okay, one's enough.
I'm talking about options, Pete. Don't call me the S word.
All right, I'm learning.
Anybody care to hear a song?
I care very much. By the way, one more time, let me say Monday the 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 15th of this very month.
And if you go to YouTube, that's how you see us live, YouTube, Keith and the Girl. Subscribe to that, ring on the bell, and it might alert you. But put it on your calendars. The 15th at 7 p.m. is going to be a lot of fun.
And to celebrate?
Ave Keith Stead. Amen.
Keith and the Girl, lockdown.